Yay! Oh my gosh, end of chapter 6. Hi, if you're listening for the first time, this is A Thousand Voices Podcast. I'm coming to you from Africa and Cape Town to be specific. On this show, we talk about all things self-help. Did I say my name? My name is Gina, by the way. And this podcast is in chapters. So the first chapter, which is chapter 1, episode 1 to episode 42, I talk about personal development, all about the self, because this whole podcast is self-help. Then chapter 2, I invite industry experts where they share their personal stories, their personal journeys. Then chapter 3, I speak about family, the family dynamics, all about the family. That particular chapter, I did not finish it because it got personal within my life. So I kind of had to just pause it there. Then chapter 4, I talk about all things love. Chapter 4 is my favorite. Go and listen to some of the things that I shared. Then chapter 5, which is so dear to my heart, I talk about friendships. And again, so dear to my heart. So chapter 6, which this is the last episode of it and the conclusion of it, I talk about emotional intelligence, also known as EQ in short, and how that is important in your life. And please apply that into your life. Share it with somebody else. I've shared so many things which I've personally applied in my own life. And I think if you can apply in your life too, it will do you a greater good. I promise. This is my experiences. It will help you. If it helped me, it will help you too. Okay? So, just a recap on emotional intelligence, right? Which is why we're doing this episode. Emotional intelligence is often overlooked. And I don't know why. However, research has actually shown that it plays a very important role in our personal and professional lives. It gives you the ability to understand, manage, and use your emotions effectively. Like, I don't know if I should like put a stamp on this or like repeat it or put banners across the whole city to say, emotional intelligence, emotional intelligence, emotional intelligence. Let people go and search, what is this word? And then discover what it is and then apply it in their life. Because half of the world's problems, if not all, will be solved. If you agree with me, you agree with me. If you don't, it's fine. But if you agree, I want you to like this episode, share this episode, and you know, let's start a conversation. I know Spotify has a commenting space, so please comment. YouTube has commenting space. All the other podcasting platforms has that little 5-star. Just go click on the 5-star and it'll give you a box where you can add a comment. Please, let's just engage and communicate, right? So it's very important to understand that. And some of the key components of emotional intelligence include self-awareness, self-regulation, relationship management. And I spoke about these things in the previous episodes. Why is emotional intelligence important? It helps you improve your relationships. It helps you make better decisions. It enhances stress management. I don't know how many times I have to say this, but I hope you feel me. I hope you get what I mean. Like, it increases resilience because, to be honest, this world, as much as so many external things are going wrong, you need to be resilient. Like, that is the best decision you can ever make for yourself. Just be resilient. And, you know, you will ease into all of those challenges. Then, emotional intelligence will give you so much success, and this is success in your personal life and in your career. Then it also encourages your emotional growth. So what do I mean by this? Practicing mindfulness, paying attention to your thoughts and your feelings, and without any judgment and processing them, you will grow, because then you learn not to react in certain ways, but you know when to react. So mindfulness helps you become aware of all of those emotions. Then engage your family, engage your friends, and ask for feedback on your emotional behavior. Actually, I'm going to ask my family, hey, what's my emotional behavior now? What do you think, guys? And I want them to give me my honest opinion. Like, I want them to give me their honest opinions. Another one, which is the last one of it, negative situations, I think they are inevitable. However, you have the power over your negative thoughts, because the negative thoughts do contribute to your emotional distress. So what did I say? Negative challenges are inevitable. Negative situations, negative experiences happen to us. But in order to avoid another loop of them happening again, it's how you react, because you have control over negative thoughts. And if you're on top of those negative thoughts, you now make better decisions. You have a stronger self-esteem, and you just make better decisions. So thank you. Thank you to everybody joining me. Let me just do a shout out to where people are listening from. On top of my list, I have the country, United States, all the states. Biggest listeners come from Columbus, followed by Bodmin, followed by Cape Town, South Africa. Then we have Belgium, Brussels. Then we have San Jose and Ashburn. And then we have, what else? Singapore and Johannesburg. And then we have Springfield, and then we have Germany, and then we have Nairobi, we have San Francisco, we have Forest City, we have Moscow, Russia, and we have Gaborone, Botswana. So thank you to all of the listeners, and thank you for being faithful to this podcast. And share, please share. We want to make a ripple effect. Because if the whole globe is gathering here with me, I mean, why not just spread this positivity and just have everybody else experiencing this podcast? So thank you once again. And this is the end of chapter 6. I will surprise you with chapter 7. I hope you look forward to that. And I'll catch you on the next one. Bye.